1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, this is the Phil Hendry Show. After years of exhaustive research, the Phil Hendry Show has identified a new radio format. It's not music radio, and it's not talk radio, it's sing radio. After interviewing thousands of people in focus groups across the country, the Phil Hendry Show has identified sing radio as the wave of the future. It's like talk radio, only everything is sung. And now we present Sing Radio, our newest addition to our lineup. This is going to be bigger than Sirius, bigger than XM. It's the Dr. Bob Fitzgibbons Health Show. Time to hear Dr. Bob Fitzgibbons.
Well, I'm Dr. Bob, and I'll take your calls. All you gotta do is have the balls. Give me a call on the radio, and y'all. I'll make the call, because when it comes to your health, I really know what I'm doing. Comes to... screw it. Now let's take a call from some old bag who probably wants to break my you-know-whats. Hey, baby, how are you doing?
Dr. Fitzgibbons. It's so nice to talk to you. I woke up this morning, and a blue fluid was coming from my ass. What the hell is wrong with me?
It sounds very serious. Well, I'm looking at my desk reference. It looks like you are going to die.
Holy Jesus in a nutshell. Do you know the name of a private eye?
Well, why would I want to give that to you?
Because I was in a restaurant yesterday. I saw one of the Chinamen working in the kitchen slip something in my food.
Well, obviously you need a cop. A doctor ain't gonna do squat. Oh my God, you're gonna crow woke.
You are a quack. Yes, a quack. Quack.
Blow it out your... And now another call is on the line. This is Terry, it's your dime.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Fitzgibbon. I don't feel too good. Something's on my face. I don't know what it is. I'm really scared. I think I'm going another head. Do you have the number of a specialist?
What a little baby, calling me with something funky. An extra head's nothing to worry about. All you gotta do is take a little bit of this monkey extract that I happen to have in my bag. You just call my office in the morning and you talk to Doris. She's the secretary and the receptionist as well as does the books. She's the one who makes it all happen, because I'm too cheap to pay a full office staff.
What a tight creep. I heard you were bad. I can't believe I called your show, but Dr. Adele is on vacation. You're the only show that talks about medication. I'm telling you right now, I've got hair on my palms, and I'm going blind. What do you think it is?
You are gay. Yes, Sing Radio, the wave of the future. Somewhere in outer space, man first contacted alien life. And it turned into Sing Radio. And now the Billy Jones Sports Show. Did you see the Trojan game the other day? Hey, they waxed the Irish on the last play. But then the Sox took it to the Angels. I guess the Angels are gonna burn in hell. Well, I got all the sport scores. Yeah! I got all the stuff you need to know. Let's talk to some of my listeners who are guys who talk like they know stuff, but they just probably bums who get thrown out in the fourth quarter from drinking too much beer. Guys that'll hang around their car waiting to see if they can get back in, try to bum rush the gate. It ain't gonna work. Next thing you know, you're in the police precinct under the stadium where they'll beat you up with police truncheons and mace, and no one gives a... You're on the air. What do you think?
I didn't like it when the Irish lost. I think the ref is on the take. I think the ref blew the whole game. And also, I think if the Lakers could trade for a guy or someone who can play the game, how's about the NHL?
Ah, heck, who cares? They can all burn in Hades.
Well, thanks a lot. Your show's really cool. I never miss it. I'll even ditch school.
Let's take a call from another jackball who calls every night and changes his name. Hey, Spodio, you're on the air. Last night your name was something like Fred.
Hey, what's up? Hey, how's it hanging? Thanks for the vine. I really think Pete Carroll is a woman in a man's slacks. I hate the Trojans, and that ain't no crap.
How's about the Sox? And how's about the Astros? What's about the Cardinals? How do you feel about it, bro?
Baseball's boring ever since the strike. I don't care. Hey, wait a minute. Aren't I the same guy that called 2 calls ago, but now it's a different name?
That's right. You're just a friend of mine keeping the lines blinking. Well, you see what we mean. With Sing Radio, your radio station can be number one within years. Call our qualified staff now to get Sing Radio on your radio station. And if you're just a regular listener, you can have it in your car via satellite, transmitted from Mount Olympus, somewhere near the Greek gods, wherever the hell they are. The whole thing is a real psychotic trip. The cat playing zither here, by the way, is my brother. Woo! Go, Charlie. Sing Radio. It's time for the news, brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Here's Bill Zunderman. The United States proposed today in the UN that they get their brown skins out of New York City. Here is our reporter.
Today the UN said they want to vacate New York because they're not getting their parking tickets paid for. There's no more kickback.
In other news, it turns out that we're all queer. Doctors have discovered a gene that makes us all homoerotic. So basically, we all share the same orientation. Here's Jim now with the stocks.
The Pacific Stock Exchange closed on a high, and Wall Street did the same. I really hope you've got GM stock.
with Tommy. It's cloudy and rainy. The sun will never come out. The snow is falling softly. My dog just got out. The rain's hitting my head as I wander the streets alone. Yes, she left me last night. And now I have to stagger to the TV station and do this ridiculous weather report. Somewhere out in the city is the woman that I love. And I have to tell you about high-pressure fronts. Oh, God, it's futile, it's useless. This is Randy Cardoon at the KNX News Center.
Sing Radio, the wave of the future. Thank you for visiting Disney World. Please exit to your left. Exit to your left. Exit to your left.
You know where I can get the mouse ears?
Yes, sir, in the shop outside, okay?
All right. That was really a great exhibit.
Yeah.
Orlando, Florida. It's not Mayberry anymore. Oh, and one... Oh, I'm sorry.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, now, our flashback request of the day, and this comes to us from Kelsey. And Kelsey writes, Dear Phil, will you play the Doug Danger bit? Doug is our gay man and gay journalist. It's a bit where he contended that he would make a better combat reporter in Iraq because... better than straight guys, because he doesn't have a wife and kids to worry about, and, quote, he'll get on the front lines between the troops and the insurgents as the insurgents' face is being torn apart by a 30-caliber bullet. Wasn't his point that he could see, because he's got gay eye, he could see whether they're really angry at each other? What was his point? I forget. But anyway, Kelsey writes, thanks for the entertainment, Phil. Keep up the Herb Sewell bits. All right, brother, here it is. This is by request, Doug Danger on the front lines in Iraq.
Hi. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this your caller said that he's only been out of the closet a year.
Ma'am. I've been out since last summer.
Well, I don't know how you've had enough time to have experienced the gay lifestyle if you've only been out of the closet a year.
Look, I'm gay.
Number one.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not
all
gay.
Right.
But
well, I don't see how you could talk with any authority on it, so...
Well, I'll tell you how I can. I work in the fashion industry.
Well, you're not gay, so you can't.
I work in the fashion industry. I work with a lot of gay people. They're as wonderful and as varied.
Are you saying there's gay people in the fashion industry?
They are as varied as any other people that you'll meet. There are those who want to be heroic.
You're racially profiling.
I'm not profiling anything.
You are. You're saying,
but I think
fags work in the dress design business.
First of all, I don't call people names.
Yeah, you use the word fag, Doug.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, I think that all you want to do is be on the radio and making that point. And I also think that you're being extremely disrespectful to people who have been over there working in their job and been killed, the families of those people who have been killed overseas.
I'm not talking about soldiers.
I'm talking about journalists. I'm talking about journalists. Journalists who've given their life out there. You haven't spent one day on the front line.
I haven't heard
you haven't
about
spent
any
one day over there. You haven't heard about
life?
Any of them giving their lives?
Well, give me a name.
Daniel Pearl.
Daniel Pearl was in Pakistan talking to Al Qaeda. I'm talking about
he was in a military conflict. He was out in a military situation, in a terror situation.
But he was gay.
And let me ask you something.
Wasn't he a cameraman? I'm not a cameraman. No, ma'am. I'm an old-school, hard-nosed reporter. I'm going to be firing dispatches back.
Where have you been doing your hard-nosed reporting?
Firing dispatches back from the front.
Where have you been doing your hard-nosed reporting?
15-year journalist. See, you're telling me about my business, and then you're also telling me about my sexual orientation. I don't know what your qualifications are, other than the fact that you've been around a lot of queens prissing around in a chamomile robe or something.
How can you be so disgusting? I don't use that type of terminology.
No, but you're saying you know all about my sexual orientation.
No,
and
I'm
my
not
job
saying I know anything.
Because you
I'm not saying
to sew,
I know anything about it.
Because
but
you're a seamstress for a fashion show.
No.
Well, look at Doug.
Don't condescend
to the caller.
Excuse me. I'm saying that you've only been living in an acknowledged gay lifestyle for a year. I don't think that gives you
I've been
the
gay
history
I'm gay
to talk about what you can accomplish. I don't think that gives you the...
Well, ma'am, you're not gay at all. I don't think that gives you... Other than the fact that you sew buttons on shirts for some gay designer, doesn't mean that... You know, I... What, is James Bond gay? No. James Bond isn't gay. I could be...
I think that you'd better take... I think you'd better take a few steps
James
in the
Bond.
First steps of people who've been in war sites and actually
I'm
been stealth. There before
one of the reasons,
you make statements like you're making.
Look, I'm a gay
and
man and a gay journalist.
Any,
as
I
such, I can be
any,
stealthy.
I think that any
right.
any part of the media that would send you over with an attitude like you have is disgraceful.
Ma'am, I don't see what's wrong with my attitude. I'm proposing to give you what you're not getting, which is hard-nosed reporting from the front in Iraq.
Well,
I'm going to get right up into an insurgent's nest and watch as the bullets sear through their faces, through
you know
the
what?
Back of their
I
heads, and into another
be
guy's
on the
face.
Radio making statements like that.
Doug, you're being a little graphic.
Well,
yeah.
Here we go. Look, the American people want this kind of... They want to know the damage the Marines are doing. They want to know the successes of our soldiers, and we're not getting that news. We're getting a lot of Little Red Riding Hoods and Little Mary Jane over there. These guys want to get back home to their old lady and go out to the, you know, five and dime and just have a regular life. I'm going to go
you
over there,
what?
And I'm going
How
to watch as Marines
like
pump shot
people?
After shot. Well, because
How
I'm looking at the
can
reporting.
You be so disrespectful?
I'm a journalist. I'm gay.
Doug, that's what he wanted to do. He's not getting the real good graphic stuff, but as a journalist, he's going to watch the bullet go right into the guy's head. Aye, aye, aye. All right, that's Doug Danger. He's a gay man and a gay journalist on the Phil Henry Show. You know, speaking of Iraq, I was in a bookstore today, and I was seeing all kinds. There's a lot of books out about Iraq. And you guys know I talk a lot about history, and I read a lot of history. I read a ton of history. It's my favorite stuff. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Maybe the reason why I like it is it's true. I got a thing, you know, about stuff that happened. But anyway, one thing I know, and this is kind of an important thing. I it's an opinion, and you don't have to take it, but I believe that this is true. The truth about any historical event, it really takes about at least 10 years for it to really kind of marinate in the culture and for all of the politicizing of the event to be stripped away so that the real work that historians do, which is to look at what's the narrative of this man? I mean, what was the actual thing that happened? And then you report on the commentary, like you can say, well, this happened and here was this opinion about it and here was this opinion about it. But historians don't draw a political conclusion themselves, see? They report on the event because the thing they really want to know is what happened. So I would just tell you, don't read. If you want to read about what's happening in Iraq, read as many different journalists as you can. And I mean journalists, not opinion pieces, report pieces. And there's a difference. Reporters. And there's a lot of different newspapers and there's all kinds of editorial policies. But you got to read, the reporting and read a lot of it. If you're reading one newspaper, you're going to one website, man. You don't know what time it is out on the street, you know. So don't do that, and don't even start reading books about Iraq. Don't even do it. I don't care if it's written by a soldier. Honest to God, I don't. Like, I just saw a book out, because this guy wants to do a Black Hawk Down, you know. Some guy wrote a book about Fallujah. Well, you know, okay, that's fine. You know, Fallujah's like 3 minutes ago, man. Could you mind if we kind of just strip away all the politics from it and sort of check it? This dude wants to get his Black Hawk Down going, man. So he's got what happened in there that day? You know, take a freaking chill on that, man. You know, Ridley Scott will get around to you. Don't worry. So that's all I would say to you. And then I was in Barnes & Noble today, and really I was just in there on my cell phone talking with my hands shoved in the pockets of my leather jacket, trying to look intellectual. And, you know, thumbing, and then of course I blew it because I was thumbing through like Beavis and Butthead books, and it just, the whole effect was just shot. God, I'm depressed.
You want a girl?
No, I don't care.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
David G. Hall joins us, R.C.
David G. Hall joins us, R.C. Collins. David, what's up?
I want you to be sure that you allow this young man to do his top 10 movies. I heard you giving him a hard time. And
well, he called Doris Day a whore.
He didn't know it was Doris Day. He didn't know it was. What do you expect? The kid, he's 16. He didn't know who Doris Day is?
Well, why does he have to? If he hears a woman singing, why is the first words out of his mouth, who's the whore?
He didn't know that you were going to play a song with singing under it. Since when do you lead off a bit with a song with singing under it when somebody's talking? Good God Almighty, you'd swear, Phil, sometimes I wonder where you left your brains. If a guy is talking, why would you have music that has singing underneath it, that has a person's voice singing? That's the stupidest thing that I've ever heard in my life.
All right, let's get R.C. on here. R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy. I know that this young man has been wanting to do his TV picks. R.C., how are you doing?
I'm doing really good, Mr. Hendry. From everybody at Bradley Military Academy, we want to say a big shout-out to the men and the women's of the U.S., of America Army, and everything what they do. And
yeah, I know, but you've been on the show enough times to know that you ain't in the Army. So
flesh out your headgear, new guy.
Will you knock it off with the freaking Full Metal Jacket lines? Flush out your headgear, new. I know what you're going to say next. If I'm going to die for a word.
My word is poon.
Yeah. Look at kid. Just give me your top 10 movies.
But wait a minute. Mr. Hall said that I could do a line from The Godfather 2, what I've been working on.
You're going to do a line from Godfather 2?
Yes, sir. I want to do it. This is Luca Brasi. Everybody knows Luca Brasi. But we've heard an awful lot of really... Turn it down for a minute. Hey, Red, turn it down.
What?
Turn it down, you spooge. What a spanker. Guy's over there wanking it.
Yeah, okay, what?
Anyway, a lot of people have done Godfather lines, but I want to get this one right. Luca Brasi's the big guy. What an a-hole, man. Boy, that's too bad. I was right in the middle of my...
I'm trying to ask you, what is that?
It's Luca Brasi, a spooge.
Well, what is that on the day of your daughter?
That's what he does. He don't get it out good. Now you ruin everything.
I'm sorry. All right, start it all over again. He don't do that.
Well, he does a thing where he doesn't get it out good.
Yeah, but he'd go, duh. He's nervous. And he says, on this the day of your daughter, and he wants to say daughter.
Yeah, I know. He wants to say daughters, and he says daughter, and so he adds the S.
Yeah, about a second later.
Right.
Is that what you're doing?
Mr. Henry, excuse me, but someday I'm going to be fighting for you and people like you in Iraq, so I would think that you'd give me a little bit of decent, you know, maybe I could do this and not have you come in and urinate all over it.
Well, you got some mouth on you for a 16-year-old.
Yeah, well, Mr. Henry, like I say, we grow up fast in this country. We got a country to fight for.
Bringing his kid's impression.
I don't think much of your impression, man. First of all, you ain't got that guy's voice.
I'm 16. Cut me a break. Hey, man, you want to get your feet off the table? All right, ready?
Yeah. Do you want to grow up, or do I just hang up? Either grow up or I hang up. How about that, man? That rhymes, too.
I'm sorry.
Do it. You're making the guy sound like a freaking gremlin. Brando.
What? What happened?
The kid's coming on here sounding like a gremlin.
I didn't ask you to be a talent judge, did I? I asked you what the kid do, and he's doing. His old man's a sponsor. You ever heard of Collins Bottling?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Boyd, go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, I was looking at the your website. On your website, you have a picture there of Tom Lickass, and I wanted to...
All right, let's not mention the guy's name. We call him Comb-Over, okay? And that's not Lickass.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, I don't know the name, the gentleman's name, but you have a picture of the gentleman on your website, is that correct?
Yes.
Now, the photograph that you've got of this gentleman in the far-left column has him smiling, and he's... He's got a very pink, I'd say he's very pink, and you have the word gay. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, what are you, his lawyer?
No, sir, I'm not his lawyer. I'm a listener of your program, and I'm not sure you know what you're dealing with, sir. Now, I'm a Korean War veteran, and I would offer my services to you in protecting you, because this is the kind of guy that's as crazy as a crap house rat. And I could tell by the way he looks through his face.
Wait. What are you telling me? You telling me the Comb-Over boy is going to get angry because...
Wouldn't you?
Well, okay. I mean, it's a gag.
Look, this guy doesn't have a sense of humor, all right? He's a very vindictive man. And the reason he's vindictive is because he's a sociopath. He doesn't have really any personality of his own. What he has are collected pieces of other people's personalities that he puts together. Now, the sociopath is an individual who's prone to violence because they need to control individuals. Now, this guy's liable to come after you.
And what are you talking about?
I'm telling you that this lick ass is...
let's just call him Comb... Lick ass. His name is Comb Over Boy.
I'm sorry, what is it?
Comb Over Boy.
You calling me boy?
I didn't say it's...
All right, whatever his name is, he's liable to come after you, and I'm not kidding you.
So you think that I'm in jeopardy?
I believe, yes, you could be in some kind of jeopardy from this guy, who I can tell by the way he looks through his face, he's nuttier than a crap house rat. Oh, God. That was good, honey. Thanks.
And, what is going on?
Nothing.
Well, listen, it's just a little piece of satire.
To you, Mr. Henry, it's a little piece of satire. But to a crap house rat like this, he takes this kind of thing personally. You've got to understand that this guy, Comb Boy, or whatever you want to call this individual, doesn't have a sense of humor, isn't capable of the kind of biting repartee that you are. When you get off a zinger like this, with that pink-looking face of his and the double chin with the word gay next to it, hoo boy. Buddy, you're asking for it.
And so you really think this guy would come after me, you know, like...
You may with individuals that he hires, yes. Now, it so happens that I'm a Korean War veteran, and I have some friends here. The neighbor, Dick Steelworth, lives next door. You know him, don't you?
No, I do not.
You've never heard of Dick Steelworth?
No, I've never heard of him, and I don't know him.
Have you ever heard of World War II?
Yes, I've heard of World War II.
Well, he was in it.
Good! Why should I have heard of him?
Because he's one of these D-Day boys, that's why. And let me tell you something. When we get going, we get our razor sharp. Friend, there's a whole lot swinging from between the you-know-whats. They're like two tree trunks and something swinging long and hard between them. And it happens to belong to me.
All right. So if I need protection, do you have a number?
We've got a number. We also have a website. And
Are you in the professional protection business?
No, but we set up a website just for you to log on. No one else, just you.
What is the address?
I don't have it on me. But
all right. Look, thank you very much. If I happen to be in trouble, then I'll call you. I don't think that all it is just a picture of him.
Look at Mr. Henry. You can't take a guy like this guy. This cognac boy, and you can't...
Comb over boy,
and you can't do that when he fancies himself a stud, giving guys all kind of advice and whatnot, how to lay a woman down and make sweet love to her and all of this. Lay, lady, lay, and so forth. Now, you call him a queer as a $3 bill, and all I can think of is Carruthers.
Are you the guy whose name...
Yep, I'm the guy.
The neighbor who shot himself?
That's right. The night that I went out to get myself a glass of milk, I heard the gunshot coming from down the street, and I said to myself as I lifted the glass to my lips, Carruthers. And then I had a sip of Altadena, non-fat, and went back to bed. And I'll tell you this much, Mr. Harry. If I hear a gunshot, I won't be saying Carruthers. The name I'll be saying starts with an H and ends with an E, and is spelled H-E...
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Well, I'm glad you're so cavalier.
Scare me. Carruthers. Poor Carruthers. And you know why that guy killed himself? Because Lloyd was messing around with a guy's wife. That's something Lloyd won't tell you. 1-800...
I would have had you...
Get out of here. You already had your chance. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686.
And I knew that they would never, ever tell someone to put a cigarette out on a female's butt.
Well, apparently you haven't watched enough, because they are always telling people to be open and expressive and everything.
Well, I don't think that is an expression of...
Well... Maybe not to you, but
a lot of men
get mixed messages from women.
It wasn't for your wife either, and if you really knew your wife, you would probably know that that was.
Have you ever heard of B&D?
No. And
you don't know what bondage and domination is. That's the way a lot of people express themselves sexually. And I was just trying to butt the cigarette on her rear end, in a way.
You should
to tell her how much I love her. Yeah.
So. For Winfrey, for something that you thought of, that is your own six thoughts.
I didn't think of it. There was two. There's two other. There, one of my coworkers, Cliff Pettigrew.
Never. Well, then, sue your coworker.
His wife. His wife has five cigarette burn scars on her rear end.
There you go. Sue your coworker, not Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Phil.
No, but Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Phil both say. Yeah, because you're brainwashed.
Let me jump in, could I?
Go ahead.
What the lady is saying here is that you can't blame a TV show.
Well, they're always saying that, Mr. Henry, but the Jenny Jones show, they sued the Jenny Jones show because some guy got, a gay guy came onto him and he shot the guy.
Oh, there you go. You're picking that up. You can justify your actions.
Yeah. Kimberly, say that again. Speaking of the phone, we didn't hear you. What?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah.
Because he heard of that, he's picking that up to justify his actions.
I'm just saying that the Jenny Jones show caused a man to shoot a queer, and so what?
Can we call him gay,
so
please?
Now you're justifying your actions and blaming Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Phil. You're full of crap.
Well,
man.
Hey, guess what? That man went to court, and they proved that he was right.
Wait a minute. I don't know. I don't know whether or not Jenny Jones was held. I don't know whether Jenny Jones was held liable for that.
Well, I can tell you that I
wasn't at the end.
These women who sit around and watch the Jenny Jones show and the Dr. McGraw program, and they hear all about how your husband should do this and your husband should do that.
And Oprah Winfrey.
And it frustrates me to the point where I wanted to put a cigarette on her rear end.
And if they knew that you were this sick, they'd probably put you in some kind of program to get you well.
Dr. McGraw ought to be in a program, ma'am, at San Quentin.
Oh, you need to be in a program, sir.
All right.
You need.
Why? What did I do?
You burned your wife's butt with a cigarette.
Hey, there are a lot of couples that do it, and I was trying it out.
That's sick, man. That's not love.
Well,
that's perversion.
To you. But I would respectfully suggest.
Your wife didn't like it.
Ma'am, I would respectfully suggest to you that you haven't tried it yet, so you don't know.
I would certainly not want to be burned on my butt, my arm, my hand, my.
No, I didn't say your arm,
leg,
your hand.
Anywhere.
But a lot of women find it sexually exciting, the idea of a cigar stogie.
A lot of women find it sexually exciting.
I suggest that you go and get help.
I don't need any help,
you,
ma'am. I need to sue Oprah Winfrey.
Go get help.
Because she's the one that wants people to go out and butt cigar stogies on women's rear end.